Isaiah chapter 63. Who is this comes from Edom, wearing red garments? From Bozrah? Who is this, splendid in his clothing, marching in the greatness of his strength? It is I, speaking in righteousness, and mighty to save. Why are your clothes red, and why do your garments look like you have been treading grapes in a winepress? I have trodden grapes in the winepress alone, and no one from the nations joined me. I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my fury. Their blood is spattered on my clothes and stained all my clothes. For I looked forward to the day of vengeance, and the year for my redemption had arrived. I looked, and there was no one to help. I was appalled that there was none to help, but my own arm brought victory for me, and my strong anger drove me on. I trampled down the peoples in my anger and made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their blood on the earth. I will tell of the acts of Yahweh's covenant faithfulness, the praises of Yahweh. I will tell of all that Yahweh has done for us, and of his great goodness to the house of Israel. This compassion he has shown us because of his mercy, and with many deeds of covenant faithfulness. For he said, "For certain they are my people, children who are not disloyal." He became their Savior. Through all their suffering, he suffered too, and the angel from his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he saved them, and he lifted them up and carried them through all the ancient times. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit, so he became their enemy and fought against them. His people thought about the ancient times of Moses. They said, "Where is God who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is God who put his Holy Spirit among them? Where is God who made his glorious power go with the right hand of Moses and divided the water before them to make an everlasting name for himself? Where is God who led them through the deep water like a horse running in the wilderness? They did not stumble. As the cattle that go down into the valley, the Spirit of Yahweh gave them rest. So you led your people to make yourself a glorious name. Look down from heaven and take notice from your holy and glorious habitation. Where are your zeal and your mighty acts? Your pity and your compassionate actions are kept from us. For you are our Father. Though Abraham does not know us and Israel does not recognize us, you, Yahweh, are our Father. Our Redeemer has been your name from ancient times. Yahweh, why do you make us wander from your ways and harden our hearts so we do not fear you? Return for your servants' sake, the tribes of your inheritance. Your holy people possessed your sanctuary for a short time, but then our enemies trampled it. We have become like those over whom you never ruled, like those who were never called by your name.